This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A technical problem forced a halt to all trading on Tokyo stock exchanges Thursday, with no information on when activity would resume, the bourse's operator said. The precise nature of the glitch was not explained further, but it meant the country's top indexes, the Nikkei 225 and the TOPIX, were unable to open at the start of the trading day. An official told AFP trade was suspended starting at 8:35 a.m., orders were also not being received. Wednesday, a U.S. court approved an $800 million settlement for victims of America's worst mass shooting, a rampage that left 58 dead and more than 800 wounded in Las Vegas. In the October 2017 massacre, a man opened fire with high-powered rifles from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, unleashing more than 1,000 rounds as he mowed down people among a crowd attending an outdoor country music festival. MGM Resorts International, the casino's owner, will pay $49 million of its own funds, while the remainder is to come from its insurers, the court order stated. An earlier statement said the settlement does not amount to an admission of liability by MGM Resorts. Tomorrow is the three-year anniversary of the shooting. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has called for a $7.37 billion bailout package for London's transport operator in an attempt to keep the capital's transport system going for the next 18 months, the Financial Times reported. Khan, who serves as the chairman of Transport for London, has requested for the financial package in his submission to the government spending review as passenger numbers continue to plunge due to the coronavirus pandemic-induced strict measures on public transport, the newspaper said. For more on these and any other news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is just under 2 hours to sign a stopgap measure that avoids an imminent government shutdown. The U.S. Senate passed a budget bill Wednesday after Democrats reached a deal with the White House and Republicans. The bill also extends funding weeks beyond the November 3rd presidential election. Mr. Trump has until 11:59 p.m. Wednesday to avoid a partial government shutdown as fiscal year 2021 begins October 1st. The bipartisan text easily cleared the Senate a week after it passed the House of Representatives. The short-term legislation would keep government federal agencies operating at current funding levels until December 11th. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the presidential election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore employment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. The sticking point in the discussions is the extent of the aid. American Airlines says it will begin furloughing 19,000 workers starting Thursday as U.S. officials have failed to reach a deal on fresh aid to the pandemic-hit air travel sector. Quote, our elected officials have not been able to reach agreement on a COVID-19 relief package. As a result, tomorrow we will begin the difficult process of furloughing 19,000 of our hardworking and dedicated colleagues, the CEO Doug Parker said in a letter. A magnitude 6.7 earthquake struck off Tonga in the Pacific Ocean Thursday, the U.S. Geological Survey said. The quake, 40 miles southeast of Tonga, of Niafotonga, was very shallow, only 6.2 miles below the seabed, which would have amplified the shaking and may cause some local waves, although the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said no Pacific tsunami was expected. Wednesday, UNICEF became the third UN agency to launch an internal inquiry into sexual abuse of women in the Democratic Republic of Congo, promising, quote, serious consequences, end quote, for any culprits. The Children's Fund said in a statement it was appalled, quote, that people who identified as UNICEF workers have reportedly committed abuse against vulnerable women in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, end quote. It was not immediately clear how many UNICEF employees had been accused. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.